Legendary Jamaican vocalist U Roy has died. He was 78. Born Ewart Beckford, he helped inspire the birth of rap in the U.S. His death on Wednesday in Kingston, Jamaica, was announced by the label Trojan Records. NPR's Anastasia Siolkas has this appreciation.
U Roy was an innovator in toasting, creating suave rhymes over instrumentals and rhythms. His singular dancehall style was documented on hundreds of Jamaican records in the 1970s. He started out as a DJ in 1960s Kingston, doing a bit of vocal patter while he flipped LPs between songs. Soon, U Roy was the top DJ for another pioneer, King Tubby. By 1970, he had his first big hit, Wake the Town.
Now wake the town and tell the people, I've got a physical deal and I can't afford to believe.
U Roy nurtured another generation of artists, including Shubba Ranks, who paid tribute to his elder on the song Respect. Years later, he literally crowned U Roy, calling him the godfather of the music.
Cool, cool. U-Roy done rule. U-Roy a godfather of the DJ school. Cool, cool.
U-Roy also had an enormous influence on early rap. Several of the most notable artists in the Bronx, the home of hip-hop, had Caribbean heritage. They included DJ Kool Herc, who was born in Kingston, just like U-Roy. Kool Herc loved U-Roy's flow. In 2013, both artists did an interview with What's Up TV in New York.
When I left Jamaica, this is the music I was listening to back in the days. This is U Roy.
My king.
Nice.
And Kool Herc kneeled at U Roy's feet. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.